So Parshas Noach, you have in the Pasuk, Vayikach Shem Vayefes, we have the story, Vayar, by Vayachel Noach Isha Adoma Vayitakar, he planted a vineyard, Vayish Minayim Vashke, he drank and he got drunk, Vayizgal Besocho Aloi. Vayar Cham Es Ervas Oviv Vayagid Lishnei Echo Vachutz, right? He saw Ervas Oviv. Vayikach Shem Vayefes as a simla, Vayasim Ol Shchem, they put on their backs, and they went backwards. They didn't see the erva of their father. So Rashi says, "Bibschus," says Rashi, "Ain't Kosovo." It says Rashi. Shem shenisam is mitzvah yisr meyefes. Shem that was took the simla and he was more than yefes. Lekach zochu bonav letalis shel tzitzis. This key is his children who zoichu to the mitzvah of talis, which had tzitzis. And yefes is zochu lekvura. He was zoichu to kvura lebonav to his children. Shenemar eten legog mokum sham kever. Okay, so that's what it says in the pasuk in Rashi, and that's the Bereishis Rabbah. Now the problem is, asks the Rav, 1 second. Rashi next week's parsha, this in our parsha, that's the parsha's Lech Lecha, will say Michut ve'atzrochnal. Bischus Avraham Avinu said Michut ve'atzrochnal. He was zeicher lichut shel tcheles. So his mashal, the mitzvah tefili tzitzis came to Klal Yisrael because of what? Because of Michut ve'atzrochnal, not because the fact that they covered the father. So how do you reconcile both? So says in the Mizrahi, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, the Rambam says, here Rashi says, they were zoiche le talis shel tzitzis. Talis shel tzitzis, zokter, is the loven. It's not the, what you call it, is not the tcheles, but the chuti loven. That's what we're zoiche in our parsha. There is chush shel tcheles. So tcheles is the parsha, here is loven. The question is, why loven dafka, here is dafka loven? And why is that called talis shel tzitzis? The Maral says here, no. In our parsha, there was zoicha to a talis. The mitzvah's tzitzis is in the other parsha. So here is the mitzvah's talis. Mitzvah's tzitzis is because b'chud v'asrochnal. First of all, what does it mean to be zoicha the mitzvah's talis? What's the talis without tzitzis? Right? And why is the talis here? And lechoira, if that's only the talis, but Rashi says le talis shel tzitzis. I mean, where is the tzitzis before that? So to answer this, there is a Mordechai. The Mordechai says like this: Omar Rab Shlomi Midarvish. He brings Rab Shlomi Midarvish. Shim nifsek liish chut shel talis b'Shabbes. If a person has on Shabbos and he sees that his talis doesn't have tzitzis, also le losha shisakenoi. So you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Right, because you can't fix it, so you can't use. If you look at your talis and it doesn't have a tzitzit, you cannot do it. Why? Because if you wear it, you over the mitzvah aseh, which is to do it, which is to put on tzitzit. And the re-answer that says not. Why? Because the mitzvah says that the tzitzit is not about tzitzit kishel b'shan. The mitzvah tzitzit says the re is only when you're wearing a bag of arba kanfes, if you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzit. There is no isur to wear, there's no mitzvah sese to wear a baged with tzitzis. In other words, it says the what you call the re. If the mitzvah sese was to wear a baged which has tzitzis, so therefore, by wearing the baged without tzitzis, you're doing a mindset, you're doing an action and transgressing an aseh, then the Rash Bidarva should have been right. But the mitzvah says that it's about tzitzis. The mitzvah is only if you have a baget, you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. But if you're honest that you can't put on the tzitzis, it's a sheval taisa, you're not doing anything. So says like this, the Rash Bidarva says, you're not allowed to wear the baget because you're doing an action that you're not allowed to do it. Because the baget will have no tzitzis. Says the read, no, the Isur and the mitzvah is not to wear the baget with the tzitzis. The idea is to have the baget. If you have a baget, it's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. But if you can't put on the tzitzis, it's a shevel taise. And you're an onus, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Ah, you are doing an action of wearing a baget without tzitzis? No, that's nothing wrong with action. It's only that you are mevatel the mitzvah b'shev v'al taise. Now, how to learn the machloekes between them? There are several ways to say. Some people would say there's a tosis in Yevom, as it says, that perhaps the machloekes is when the mitzvah tzitzis chal. Is the mitzvah tzitzis chal when you are wearing, so you're doing a mindset, or is the mitzvah tzitzis only chal after you wore it already? That's one way of doing it. Another way of saying is different. The idea is, this is a mitzvah seseh. Does the mitzvah seseh incorporate into the mindset, into the action? Or is the mitzvah seseh independent of the action of wearing it? It's just a question of having it. But the machlokes between them is very simple. Is one a chelek of the mindset levisha, there is a mindset, or is a shev v'altayse greater? That's the machlokes between the Rashmi Darvish and the Ri. Says the Shai Gesar. The Shai Gesar asks a question, and he says, Bizman hazeh, that we do not have tcheles. Why do we wear tzitzis without tcheles? Elamai, you want to tell me that you are an onus, you don't have tcheles? So don't wear a baget. You're not about the mitzvah. You're right, mitzvah loven. The white of the thread and the tcheles are not me'akevet zeh. They don't prevent each other. That's fine, they don't prevent each other. But even if they don't prevent each other, you're still going ahead and be mevatal mitzvah of tcheles. So why do we wear tzitzis without tcheles? We should not wear any baget shalabakantvis. So says the Shai Gesar, it depends. If you learn like the Rashmi Darvish, it makes a lot of sense. Here there's no mitzvah, there's not doing any mindset. When you wear the baget, you have a chiva mitzvah. Wearing the baget is nothing wrong. There's no chiva wearing a baget of Arba Kafas. The chiva you wearing a baget, it's fine. When you wear a baget, you have a mitzvah's asset to put in cities. So on the tcheles, you are anonymous. B'shev al taisa, it's fine. So therefore, you do the mitzvah that you can do it. If you be doing a mindset, why should you do a mindset that you're transgressing? You are actively doing a mindset. But here, the mindset that you're doing has nothing wrong with it. Elamai, by doing the mindset, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah b'shev al taisa. That's no problem, because of that you're honest. So says there, if you learn like the Ri, it makes a lot of sense why today Bizman Hazeh we don't wear tcheles. So the Rabbi Yochanan Pell asks, one second, but according to the Rashmi Darvish, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it because the mindset is that you have to wear a baget of Arba Kafos. How is it in the world that you go ahead and you don't wear tcheles Bizman Hazeh? You're making a mindset, you're taking an action that you didn't have to take it. And what? Because you're honest? You're not honest on the mindset. On the mindset, don't do the mindset. Mishlom on the mitzvah, you're honest. But on the mindset, you don't have to wear a baget. So that's the kasha that the Ruchon Perl answers. But the Chavatzel Zashon says something like that, but it's very simple. If you look on the Lashon Rambam is very clear. One thing. Mitzvah esem in a Torah levare. No, sorry. It says the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis the following idea. Perek Aleph Milchus Tzitzis. Nafshu sink nafa beged min na beged. When you have a fringe that you build on the corners of the cloth, it's called tzitzis. Right? Vipnishu doimili tzitzis arosh is very much like the fringes, like the bangs of your head. Shenemar vikachenu bitzitzis roshi. Veze ha'anof. And so that extension of the beged, hua nikra loven. It's called loven because you're not doing. But the Rambam holds that what it sits is an extension of the baget. We know that a konof means konof. The Gemara is a menoches. That the tzitzis have the same material to be the same material of the cloth. Poshtrat you learn tzitzis is tzitzis. There's a halach that has to be the same material. Rashi says, the Rambam says no. What tzitzis is an extension of the baget. Right? What is tzitzis? Ha'onof shosim is the extension of the fringes of the cloth. So you see, the Rambam learns the loven is the extension of the cloth. But the Rambam continues and says, after you have the loven, then you take a thread of tzemer, that looks like the heaven, and then you tie around that fringe. So you see, for the Rambam, there's a big difference between tcheles and loven. Tcheles is a chut that you put on as a mitzvah to put on the tcheles onto the tzitzis. But what is tzitzis? Tzitzis is an extension of the baget. And if you look at the Rambam at the end, the Rambam says, Beferush, what is the mitzvah? Says the Rambam, Heyach idea of mitzvahs atzitzis. What is mitzvah tzitzis? Kol odom shechayev laso is mitzvah zu. Anybody who says, kasem, le tzitzis, when you wear the baget, yotel batzitzis. So the Rambam make the mitzvah tzitzis a chelek of the levisha, kishe yil basha baget. But the Rambam makes a lot of sense. Lovan, tzitzis, is not a separate, is a din on the baget. The baget needs to have fringes. It's an extension of the baget, the fringes of the baget. So Shita Saram is very gishmak, loven. The reason why there is a mindset, it's called the mindset levisha, because tzitzis is not a mitzvah as a separate. It's the baget is the fringe of the baget. The baget cannot end at the corners, the baget have to continue. And that's why, that's the idea of loven. The idea of loven is a fringe of the baget. So therefore, the Rambam Shita is very much mashma in this case, that you have that the mitzvah is the mindset halevisha. Very mashma from the Rambam, by the way, here, that you pass, like the Rashmi Darvish, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. There is a primigodim who's mesupak, who says perhaps the Rambam is not. The Rambam will say it's an extension of the baget, but still is a mitzvah sesa, it's not the mindset halevisha. But even according to the Rashmi Darvish, you could explain very well. The only idea that's possible to say that the mindset halevisha is the chelik of mitzvah tzitzis is only by the loven. Because the loven is not stam chutim, is an extension of the baget. On that, there's a machlokes. Is that a mitzvah's asset to have an extension of the baget, or that's a chelik of the levisha? The idea is only wear a baget that has an extension. So that is by the loven. But by the tcheles, is for sure a separate mitzvah. It has nothing to do with wearing the baget. It's a mitzvah's asset that if you have those tzitzis, put cheles onto it. So on that is a mitzvah says that has nothing to do with the levisha. So immediately the kasha of the Shai Gesari is very well answered. The Shai Gesari asked, one second, according to the Rash, that's Rabbi Yochanan Persa, according to the Rashmi Darvish, that you're doing a mindset, why should you wear a baget if you don't have cheles? Because wearing the baget is not the mitzvah's cheles. The holy Rashmi Darvish is talking about the mitzvah's loven. The mitzvah's loven could be there is a chelek of the mindset mitzvah which is wearing the baget, because tzitzis is not independent from the baget. Tzitzis is the fringe of the baget. If tzitzis is the fringe of the baget, you could say, and you could have a chelek is the Rashmi Darvish Adri. But cheles is for sure separate. Cheles is the mitzvah's asset to put it. So you are honest. So that the Rashmi Davish will agree. The mitzvah tcheles is for sure Sheval Tais and Yonos, is no problem. The machloik is that I have with the re is only by the chute loven. So Mimela is very geschmack. Bizman hazeh, why don't we wear tcheles? How can you wear tzitzis? Yeah, because in Acherami, you're doing the Maisa Levisha with the loven. When you have the Maisa Levisha, there's a mitzvah's asset to put tcheles. On that, you're Onos. So you're honest, but Sheval Taisi, you don't get it. You're not doing your mindset to transgress it, because the mindset levisha is only a chelik of the mitzvah's loven, not of the mitzvah's essence. That's what the Chayra Posh Pshat here. So Bimela, by the way, you could answer the Rambam, the Rashi. When Rashi says, Yizoyche letalis shel tzitzis, says the Rambam, is talking about the loven. Why is talis? Because the loven is a chelik of the talis. Talis shel tzitzis is that the talis that you wear should have an extension. So maybe there's also no stira between the Rom and the Maral. Both of them are saying the same thing. Either you're zoich on the talis or you're zoich on the tzitzis. Because tzitzis is not independent from the talis. What kind of talis you could wear? You could only wear a talis that has an extension. Okay, so Mimela, that answers very well. The question is two things. Why you zoich here to talis? Because there's a cloth, meaning what's the mida kereged mida? And what's kvura? And why is the love on the chelik of the talis? So in other words, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to put on a fringe onto the baget. It's to wear a baget with fringes, because the fringes are chelik of the baget. Why is mitzvah's lovan so different than mitzvah's cheles? That's question number one. Question number two. By the way, this Shabbos was the yahrzeit of Rabbi Yosef Engel. So I want to bring an idea of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says the following concept. It says in the Gemara, in Brachos, Daf Chafei Amud Beis, an Akum Orum, naked Akum, a naked Goy, is also to create Krishma next to him. So he asks the Gemara, one second, that's possible, why not? The Gemara says, no, because I would have thought that by Goyim it says, Kibsar Chamoirim Besorum, I mean their flesh is like the flesh of animals. So it's not really a person, Kamashmal, so that's why the Chidush, that there is Dinerva by them. So Freg, the Gemara one second, but Ben Chanami, maybe there's no erva. It says no, because it says by Noah, ve'erva saviyam lero, So you see that Noach had a dinerva. That was stated in the Gemara. Frecht asks the Rebbe Yosef Engel, it's a big pella. Because we know that Shitas Reb Shimon ben Yochai is that Goy are not Koyin Odom. Atem Koyin Odom, Klal Yisrael is called Odom, and Goy is not called Odom. Tosfos says in Ida, there is a chiluk. That before Matan Torah, even Goy were called Odom. There are many psukim to say that. After Matan Torah, since Klal Yisrael were Zoycha to a higher Madrega, so we Jews became called Odom, and a Goy is not called Odom anymore. After Matan Torah. Okay, first you have to understand what's the difference and why Goyim are not called Odom, but that's one. But also, if that's the case, so what's the right from Noach? Noach is before Matan Torah. So maybe in Achravi, Goyim don't have a dinerva afterwards. And much more in the Shittas HaBahag, the Bahag reads the Gemara differently. It says, Dafka would have thought that by Jews there is erva because they are called Odom, Atem Krim Odom. But by Goyim, which the idea for them is Kipsar Chamoirim Besorim, I would not have a dinerva, kamashalam from Noach. One second, Noach is before Matan Torah. So what's the right from Noach? So Zokter, to answer it, he says, very gishmak, he says, let me tell you something. There is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi goes into the Yud Ches Dover, Shammai, they made the original Gzeres that Shammai and Hillel made were 18 things they made Gzeres. And the Yerushalmi wants to discuss what are the 18 things. We don't have all the 18. So one of them is, says like this, Tani, Mandetan, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, brings down the word for Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Bo Bayom Gozo, that on that day of the Gzer of Yud Ches Dover, the Goizer al Pasakum, the bread of Goim, Ve'al Lishoinim, and in the language that we don't use the Loshon of the Goim, Ve'al Edusan, and that we don't use their Edus, their testimony. So everybody asks, one second, Edus of a Goy is possibly the Raisa, right? It's possibly it, because the Pasuk says, Re'echa Achicha. So there was a gzera not to use the edus of a goy? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I'll tell you that there was a mistake in the text of the Yerushalmi. It's not edusan, which is with a dalet, it's ervosam. The dalet really raish, their erva. That's the gzera. Because in a chenam, according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, goyim don't have a din erva. It's only a dir gzera drabonan. Because you can't bring a raya from Noach, because Noach is before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, Goyim don't have Erva anymore. So therefore, they made a Gzera, they made a Rabbanan, there is a Din Erva. And so it doesn't mean Eidusan, it means Ervosan. And he says, that's why Dafka, the opposite. Reb Shimon Yochai came out to the conclusion that Goyim are not called Odom after Matan Torah, exactly from here. Because why did they have to make a Gzera by Erva by Goy? Because Goyim don't have Erva. Why don't have do Goyim don't have erva? Ah, by Noach they had. Must be because they're not called Odom. So you see that erva is only by Odom. First of all, why? By the way, he says that Yosef Engel in the end says now if you look at the Yerushalmi makes a lot of sense. But they made Gzera on their language and on their erva. Sefer Yetzirah always says there is a bris amor and there is a bris aloshen. There is a bris aloshen and there is a bris amor. There is a bris on the bris mila and there is a bris on the loshen. So therefore, makes sense. The goyzer alushoinim kedengi brisaloshen and on ervosam kedengi brisamor. So it makes a lot of sense. But you see that the din erva is totally the shem odom. Why? Lochel erva is here hurim. What does it have to do with the shem odom? The concept of erva, according to Yosef Engel. And also, I want to bring a little story. Rabbi Yosef Engel was, I just saw in a little, Shai Sasson showed me in a little pamphlet that once the Rabbi Yosef Engel was very close to the Socha Shavar, to David Nezer, and he was learning by David Nezer, and people went with David Nezer to a Kiddush. And Rabbi Yosef Engel realized that he was left alone in the shul, so he ran out, and he forgot he didn't have his mantle, he didn't have his kapote. So the Socha Shavar, the David Nezer, tells his Talmidim, listen, give him something to get dressed. This is a Sefer Torah Orum. You have a Sefer Torah which is naked. So he held the Mamish as a Sefer Torah. So the idea of Sefer Torah Orum, the end of the Gemara in Megillah, has an interesting Gemara. And the end of the Masechta Megillah, the Gemara says, Ha'oiches Sefer Torah Daf Lamed Beis, Ha'oiches Sefer Torah Orum, Nikbar Orum. If a person holds a Sefer Torah while naked, is Nikbar Orum. He will be buried naked. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, he will be buried naked? That doesn't make any sense, says the Marshal, because to be buried naked is not a oinish, is a mitzvah, because you realize that the person has to be buried without a casket, without anything else. So the Gemara says, it's orum in the mitzvahs. You'll be buried naked of mitzvahs.
The Gemara says naked of all mitzvahs? No. The Gemara says naked from oisa mitzvah. So says Rashi, the mitzvah that you're doing, if you're learning Torah, and you are holding the Sefer Torah naked, you lose the mitzvah of learning. Now, what does it mean holding the Sefer Torah naked? Some people would say that you are naked, but that's not the case. Rashi says that the Sefer Torah is naked. If the Sefer Torah doesn't have a mantle, doesn't have some kind of a cloth, you're not allowed to hold it. And if you, because you're holding the Sefer Torah naked, and if you hold the Sefer Torah naked, you lose the mitzvah that you're doing at that time. When you're learning, you're not learning it right, and therefore you'll be buried naked from that mitzvah. The question is, first of all, what does it mean Sefer Torah naked? And what's the meaning of naked mitzvah that you'll be naked from that mitzvah? For the mitzvah of learning, meaning what kind of a schar and oinish is there? Okay? So what does it mean sefer, holding Sefer Torah Orum and you become Orum for Isa Mitzvah? And Tosfos says, and Tosfos ends and says, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Oirech Yomim Bimina, but the people who hold with it cloth, Oirech Yomim Bimina, Bismoil Oishav Kovet. What does that end of Tosfos? Poshrat, he wants to end the Mesechta, but why does it say that? People hold with it cloth. If you don't hold it Orum, if you hold it Shiroim, Oirech Yomim Bimina, Bismoil Kovet. What does that mean? To answer all of this, we have to understand what the concept of clothing is. We said the machloik is Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara says. Is a machloik is Rav and Shmuel to what happened in the morning Sanhedrin? What happened to Chom? What did he do to Noach? So one man the Omer says, Sirsoi, he castrated him. The other man the Omer holds, Rivoi, he was boiling him. And the Gemara says, even the man the Omer who holds that he castrated him, it means that he's Rivoi, he first had relations with him, and then he castrated him. Asks the Maral, what does that mean, the Maral Ben Aguila? What does it mean that he castrated him? First of all, we said, what does it mean? He didn't realize he was castrated, he just realized he was sick, he was castrated. And where do you see that from the Pasuk? So the Marshal says, you see from the Pasuk, because it says that he saw what his son had done to him. If his son just looked at him, it doesn't mean he had done anything. But so the Pasuk is not Mashmo, where did he put this? Interestingly enough, it's Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. But Rabbi said that's the same idea. It says the Maral, when he saw him, he violated him. Because he violated by seeing his body. How did he violate? The body, as we spoke before, what does the body do? It distorts the Koyach HaNeshama. So the light of the Neshama, which is Chesed and Din, gets distorted, either into Taiva or into Kas. That's Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. One says that Riyah created the desire, lost desire, that's Rivoi, or created desire of violence, which is Sirsoi. And the Mandoma, look at this, the Mandoma hold that you castrated him. He first was boil him, and first he had relations with him, and then he castrated him. Why? Because always, we just told you before in the last week's Parsha, that you never have violence alone. Violence is only a derivative of lust and desire. So therefore, for sure, he had desire. So says the Bible, for sure, he saw him. But the seeing violated him. He realized that when he saw him, he just didn't see him, that he was naked. That seeing arose on him a distorted desire, either lust or violence, which is the distortion of the Neshama. The distortion of the Neshama is exactly this. And what did Shem and Yefes do? They didn't look at the body. Because the body distorts the neshama. If you want to see the neshama, you have to hide the body. That's why they went backwards with cloth. So they were zoichet what cloth allows you to do. Cloth allows you to take the cloth, and by hiding the goof, it allows the neshama to shine. And that's tzitzis. Tzitzis always come from the lashon of riyah. So the baggage doesn't stop here, allows it to extend. That's why there was zoicha to the extension of the baggage. By hiding the body, you took away the physicality and you allowed the neshama to shine. So by doing this, you realize that the body in itself, it comes to actually fool you, to distort you, to create a false image. So that's what you do. You went ahead and you put a talis on tzitzis. Now, why is tzitzis a chelik of the talis? Because tzitzis means the fringes of the baget, which is a result of the baget. By having the baget and covering this allows you to expand. It creates the context where you could build there and to go to heaven. You are stuck in earth. By having the goof covered, you allow yourself to extricate yourself from that distortion and to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this goof happens to be that the goof became such an attraction when he became Vayach Noyach Isha Adoma. Noyach Isha Adoma, he was physical. When you become physical, that's it what happens. So Mimela, it's Givaldik. The only time there's a Din Erva
is when he's distorted in the Neshama. If he's not distorted in the Neshama, there's no Erva. So for it to be Erva, he has to have Hashem Adam. If you are Adam, that your Neshama is there, so then the goof has the ability to distort. That's why you have to cover the goof. But Shenkin, if you don't have the Neshama to shine, there's no reason to cover. In other words, the only time you cover the goof, if he could turn the baggage into a tzitzis. If you can't turn the baggage into a tzitzis, there's no reason to cover. So that's why it says the Yosef Engel, Goyim, which are not called Adam, they don't have Erva. If you have a Shem Adam, then the goof distorts, you need to put something to cover it. But otherwise, it doesn't do anything. Before Matan Torah to a Shaykh, after Matan Torah is not Shaykh. Mimela, that's the idea, says the Sfasem, is the same idea as Sefer Torah. Because, and he doesn't bring, but the Tzodek says, but Sefer Torah also got a skin. That's why the Kotel Soyer, the spirituality of Torah, also got a skin, got a physical sense. That's why Torah is written the skin of animals. Because the Pshat is the outer surface. That's the superficiality of Torah. So if you look at the Sefer Torah in the superficial form, you know what comes out? You're looking at the Sefer Torah naked. Because you're focusing on the external, you're not seeing the internal. So therefore, you cannot look at the Sefer Torah which is naked. You have to cover, because by covering, you reveal that this is just the outer surface. There's an inner surface, which is the light of Torah. You can only have the oil with an aleph if you're mechasa, the kot nosoir. And therefore, you call Sefer Torah Arab. So therefore, says the Sfasemes. That's why the Gemara says very gishmak. The Gemara says that if you do that, you do not have the learning. You become Orem in the learning. Because the learning is also going to be focused on the superficiality, not in the inner source, if you hold Sefer Torah Orem. And that's why Tosfos says, Oirech Yomim, but if you cover the Sefer Torah, it's Oirech Yomim Bimina. You'll be able to get that Richus Yomim, the extension, the expansion, to go into the deeper sense of Torah. So that's the idea. The idea is that you need to cover. By covering it, you're revealing it. Godim is by covering it, you get to reveal. By Torah is the same thing. If you cover the Sefer Torah, you get to reveal. And you know how you know that there is a covering in the Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah is Orum. How do you know that there is a cloth? That is rooted in ritual, that you wear a cloth. But how do you reveal that the Sefer Torah has an inner meaning? The Ikar Vort, that you could make the Baggad to work as a Baggad, to hide and neutralize the goof, by realizing its contradictions. You know the Pshat is not right because of the contradictions. The way how the Yetzer Hara tries to show you that the superficiality is right, tries to reconcile the contradictions. The ultimate contradiction is Parshas Hamavol. Parshas Hamavol is the one that you have Shem Elohim in the beginning of the Parsha, and then Shem says Mafayet. That's why the Bible critics always said that they were a combination of both. It's the ultimate stira. But the steer of Torah allows you to tell you that this Torah that you're seeing is the skin. There is an inner meaning. So the skin, the cloth is the realization of the steer and find the deeper meaning which reconciles the steer. Therefore, the Tikkun HaBgodim, as you're going to see in the following parshas, is Davka Shatnes. By realizing that there is an incompatibility between Semer and Pishtim, allows you to realize that the body is an outer surface that is distorting the inner surface. In other words, if you have the world which the two of them reconciled, Semer and Pishtim, Baggage does neutralize the body. Because as long as this is reconciled, you could focus on the goof. The only reason you cannot focus on the goof is because that contradiction will not allow you to focus on the goof. The same with the Sefer Torah. The only reason you cannot hold the Sefer Torah Orum because the contradictions won't allow you to do that. Contradictions will tell you that the Sefer Torah that we see in the superficial form is just the outer surface, there is an inner surface. The search for the inner surface is the incompatibility of the outer surface. The reason that the incompatibility, the idea of shatness allows you to have clothing to function. If you allow shatness to be worn together, clothing will never do its work. The only reason it works is that those the contradictions. So the contradictions of Torah, the shnei suvim makhishim zeh, to look for the cost of a shlishi, is the same thing that you have in shatness, and that we'll show in the following weeks.